From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. An Iranian court has sentenced a Chinese-American scholar to 10 years in prison. The announcement from Iran's Judicial Department triggered an immediate protest from the American State Department. Ji Zhu Wang, 37 years old, a dual national of China and the United States, was arrested nearly a year ago. The State Department said in a statement to news agencies, the Iranian regime continues to detain U.S. citizens and other foreigners on fabricated national security-related charges. We call for the immediate release of all U.S. citizens unjustly detained in Iran so they can return to their families. At least four Iranian Americans are currently being held in Iran, and a fifth is free pending an appeal of his sentence of 18 years in prison for alleged national security crimes. Israeli security forces shot and killed a Palestinian man who opened fire on them early Sunday in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli police and military had been looking for the suspect, who they believe had carried out two shooting attacks on Israelis in the West Bank Saturday. French President Emmanuel Macron and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday remembered the victims of a mass deportation of French Jews to Nazi camps during the Holocaust. The two men spoke in Paris. Fewer than 100 people survived after 13,000 people were rounded up and sent to concentration camps in July 1942. This is VOA News. Israel is allowing entry into a disputed Jerusalem holy place that is revered by Jews and Muslims after it was briefly closed in the wake of a deadly shooting attack last week by Arab citizens of Israel. Robert Berger reports.
Israeli police reopened the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City, the site Jews call the Temple Mount, after a shooting attack on Friday that killed two Israeli policemen and three Arab gunmen. New security measures are in place, including metal detectors and cameras. Deputy Jerusalem Police Commander Ami Eshed said the use of firearms at the holy place requires a crackdown. Eshed said all Muslim worshippers entering the site will be thoroughly checked, but he added the measures would be eased when the security situation permits, because it is impossible to check the tens of thousands of Palestinians who come to the mosque to pray on Fridays and on holidays. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday that the people who planned last year's failed coup in Turkey are, quote, traitors. He said they should be beheaded. The United States has condemned the coup but has disagreed with Turkey on several issues. Erdogan blames his American-based political opponent Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the coup and has demanded his extradition. The U.S. government has refused to extradite Gulen without substantial evidence that he was indeed involved. Gunmen on motorcycles fired on a group of voters in Caracas who were casting ballots Sunday in a non-binding referendum on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's plans for a new constitution. Opposition officials say one woman was killed and three other people were wounded. They blame the attack, which happened outside a church in one of the poorer districts of Caracas, on pro-government paramilitaries. An opposition statement says it feels great pain over the shooting. Turnout was reported heavy for the opposition-sponsored referendum, in which voters were asked whether they approve of a July 30th election for a special assembly to draft a new constitution. The opposition says the assembly will be rigged in Maduro's favor. It says rewriting the constitution is nothing but a ploy by him to turn Venezuela into a socialist dictatorship and destroy dissent. There's more on these and other stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.